My name is Monica Taylor, and I'm from Perkins, Oklahoma. I'm a songwriter, and I also sing Western swing music, like Woody Guthrie used to, as a matter of fact. I've been playing the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival for 17 years, and I love to take my drive to Okemah down the back roads from where I live. And when I get there, it's like a family reunion, and not just with my fellow artists who I see there from all over the world, but also with the fans and the people who come to hear the stories and the songs that Woody wrote and that we wrote. It's a wonderful time there in Okemah, Oklahoma.
In what ways do you think Woody Guthrie has changed the way we listen to and experience music?
Well, you know, he wasn't afraid to tell it how it is. And he wasn't afraid to take a side. And he could see lots of different sides of the people who were out and about where he was traveling. You know, one thing I think about his songs is that he can tell you what's going on, and he can put the story, put the words to a melody that maybe you're already familiar with. And they may have been gospel songs, they may have been old cowboy songs, so that if you're playing along with him, all you got to do is just listen to the words, because your mind already knows what the melody is. And I think his songwriting just opened up a whole new thing for songwriters. At the time, there was big band music and Broadway songs. And his songs are for real people and about real people who are having struggles and hard times in life.
Do you have a favorite Woody Guthrie song?
Let me see. Let me think about that for just a second. You know, I think two songs come to mind. Pastures of Plenty is such a great song. And to know that he wrote that song when he was out in the Northwest, he had an apartment in Portland, Oregon, working for the WPA to write songs about the Grand Coulee Dam building of that Grand Coulee Dam. And he wrote like 27 songs in 30-something days. To me, and so many of them, people know and love. And another one of my favorite songs is Ramblin' Round. And right now, it's peach picking time, and I have been singing that song to myself for a couple of days, picking peaches.
How has Woody Guthrie influenced your music as a musician and a singer and songwriter?
Let's see. Well, it sure makes me proud to be from Oklahoma. And when I go out to other states to play music around the country, people are excited to hear Woody Guthrie songs. And they love to hear stories about Oklahoma, where he's from. So I always have a few of those in my satchel of tunes and tales. And it's really a proud thing to say, yes, I'm from Oklahoma. Yep, Woody Guthrie, Will Rogers are too.
How do you think that Woody Guthrie affected Oklahoma as a state and elevating it to the national level in that way?
Well, back in the day, I think it might have taken a while. I'm really not sure back in his day, when he was on the West Coast and then when he moved to New York. But today, gosh, it reminds me, Ellis Paul asked me a question about why did Oklahoma have so many really great songwriters and artists and performers of all different genres to come out of it? And I really just can't say, but we do, and I'm really proud of Oklahoma for that. I think many of us are proud to say that Woody Guthrie was the forefather songwriter from the state.
Social issues were often the subject of Woody's songs. What kind, how do you think that plays out, and what effect does that have by putting these huge issues into music?
Well, like John Steinbeck, like so many other writers, back in the day, the Depression years and the Dust Bowl, and I think that America got to hear these songs, and they learned more about the hard times that people in Oklahoma, all the way out to California, were having, and why there was such a big rush to go to California, why there was so many people packing up everything they had onto an old rickety vehicle and heading out that way. I think his songs reported that. So when they were heard on the radio, it kind of gave a good report about what was going on.
Tell me about the first time you heard a Woody Guthrie song.
Well, I would say it was probably first grade that I can for sure say. I know I heard Oklahoma Hills when we were, at that time we had elementary music class, where we'd all break from our classrooms and go to the library where Mrs. Ewing played on the piano, and we'd sing the old folk songs. And I know for sure I heard Oklahoma Hills, and of course, This Land Is Your Land.
I was talking to Greg Standridge earlier, and he said the exact same thing about singing This Land Is Your Land in elementary school. And I told him, I'm almost 20, and I had an elementary school teacher who had a record player, and we sung This Land Is Your Land almost, I mean, it just seems like every day. But I remember her, and it's just so neat how even now, today, that song is introduced so early. And
oh, I'm so glad. You know, I'm glad to hear that from somebody younger, much younger than myself, because I think I threw in that, you know, it had elementary music in the classrooms back then, because I know they're taking it out of, you know, they can't afford it for some reason. And I just think, oh, all those great songs, you know. So the Stephen Foster songs, and those were like Woody Guthrie back in the day, so back in the 1850s, because he told about what was going on.
You mentioned the Red Dirt family earlier. What are you looking forward to most going back to Okemah and Woody Fest?
Oh, well, gosh, every day there's always so many. Oklahoma and Red Dirt, which is basically the same thing. They will be there, and gosh, it's just so good. I mean, you spend the first few hours hugging necks and catching up and meeting and greeting their families, you know, and just, oh, it's so much fun. I love it. I love my Red Dirt family.
Do you know when you perform?
I play at 1 o'clock at the Crystal Theater on Thursday, and I will have with me my band, the Red Dirt Ramblers.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Y'all come on down to Okemah, and the motto is, come sweat with us.